Four HKX mobile.
EFW mobile.
W2JKT mobile.
XY. AF.
Correct.
I heard you in there. KO4 HKX here.
Mobile though, I'm just at the house in the mobile, but not driving.
Did you get that relay message I sent to you yesterday via JSA call?
Well, Eric, I got home last night and my battery for my radio was dead, so I had to wait for it to charge and I didn't turn it back on.
That's Monday.
And see if there's any messages for me and see if there's anybody out there that's got it. I will try to do that this afternoon.
All right, yeah, I sent it by some other station before I saw that I could communicate with you directly. So, give that a shot, see if it comes through.
That's the stuff I've been wanting to play with and even try out.
Yeah, it was a W0 station, I think, that reported to me that it could communicate with you. So that's the one I sent it through. I'm not sure if it's one of those stations that's on all the time, but yeah, it was W0 something.
Look for that this afternoon when I get there.
T4ZLE, good morning, fellas.
Anthony, KO4HKX.
Good morning, KN4TFW.
Having a good morning.
Morning, Brad, too. N4AZE.
Hey.
Hey, you getting that other generator for your daughter?
We probably just running the generator.
Doggone you, Ken.
The last weekend of the month coming up. Actually, it's the first weekend in March because it's February, but it'll be a generator test weekend for me as well.
It's going to come on. I'm going to be sitting there waiting on it. My dog waiting on the postman.
Sitting there in a rocking chair with a bowl of popcorn waiting on a generator to fire up.
It excites me.
Cheering when it comes on.
Stick her head out the window.
My portable generators this weekend, but one of them I think I need to put a new plug in beforehand because it was getting pretty awful fuel economy last time I tried to use it, and smelling rich, so I might it might need a new plug or some other kind of adjustment.
Oh, I couldn't see. I saw you was close to me on APRS. I could pick you up on reverse, but I got off the exit, so. But anyway, gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. I'm getting ready to turn in the parking lot. So y'all have a good one. Be safe. And, congratulations on the generator coming on today. Y'all have a good one. KO4CF, and I'll be clearing your final.
Roger. Have a great day. And, guys, I'm switching vehicles. KO4HKX.
Have a good one. KN4TFW.
73, Andrew. Yeah, one of these days I figure I'll run into you out here on 85, but have a great day and be safe. This is W2JKT 73.
Andrew, KF4NXY.
Yeah, Andrew, I'll let you know. I'll give you a report tomorrow how the generator went in 4AZE.
Hey, Andrew, KQ4ZLE.
Good morning.
I know, speaking of generators, supposed to put mine in a few days. Generator people are supposed to come out in a few days, and then I'm going to try and line up the Suburban Propane to be out here. It'd be nice to get them both out here at the same time because it saved the generator guys having to come back, you know, make another trip. But we'll see how it all pans out.
And that's how it was here. Hey, you got the internet and all that, don't you? Up while they're doing it when they get about done to set your Wi-Fi up because I forgot to do that. I had to do it myself. It was a pain.
Thing to point out. I'll be sure to get them to do that.
Your Wi-Fi name and the password, and then they can do the rest.
No problem. Yeah, I'm on the internet right now, reading up on local Greenville politics. Seem like they do more fuss than anything else. So I don't know. It's, you know, just I saw on the news, you know, the supposed to be an insurance reform thing coming up, and it looks like it's more to the benefit of the insurance companies than the public. And they debated on it for hours at the State House yesterday. So, anyway, we, you know, leave politics and religion alone and just stick with the weather. KF4NXY.
I talk about propane some more. I'd rather do that than talk about politics. But speaking of propane, though, yeah, I need to, one of my projects this summer is to have a tank buried in the front yard at each house. We have natural gas in the houses, but it's easy to convert things to propane if you run into an emergency. So, you know, since Courtney works for a propane company, we can get tanks and stuff installed pretty cheap. So, you know, it's nice to throw a tank underground in the front yard and then plumb it in and just forget about it and just, you know it's there in case something really bad happens.
Yes, that's a real good idea. Yeah, I'm planning on, you know, having this whole house emergency system, and then I've got some solar panels and stuff. I've been studying up on them. I'm going to have something like that set up to at least run my radios in case everything else goes out.
Perfect southern exposure for solar, too, so that's also on the list down the road a little ways. But, yeah, we can probably put at least 5 kilowatts of solar up on the roof for the house size, and that would be plenty for a big battery array. I would never do this backfeed stuff because you have to, you know, those deals never work out, but I'll definitely have a nice big battery array and an inverter that I can switch the circuits over to.
Well, that's a good idea. I've been, you know, watching a lot of YouTube videos on it, and, you know, a big part of it is having the right gauge wiring and have some fuses in line, because the solar panels can vary with their electricity, and you know, you don't want so much coming in there that something catches fire.
Yeah, near YouTube travels, you'll probably run across, there's a company called Reliance Electric, and they make transfer switches that are basically a sub-panel, and the way you install it is that you get like 6 or 10 circuits that you can switch over to an alternative source, and it's got a little plug in it, or you can hardwire in your extra source, so you can put in your generator or your solar, and then switch just those circuits over. And that's, you know, this is super convenient for when you have a blackout or whatever. You can just, you know, pick your refrigerator circuit, your internet, some lights and whatever else, and just switch those over to another source.
I'll check them out. I've been, you know, seeing different, you know, brands of different equipment, and I'll check that one out. KF4NXY. Get back to my coffee for a little bit. Y'all carry on.
We're HX. I'm back.
Welcome back, Patrick. W2JKT.
We're talking about propane and generators, and I'm getting back to my coffee. KF4NXY.
I think running a generator on propane is the way to go because you can store the fuel so much easier.
But I was telling them, you know, since Courtney works for a propane company, we can get stuff pretty cheap. So we were going to, you know, on my list of projects is to have a 1,000-gallon propane tank buried in the front yard and plumbed over to where I can easily switch things over to it. Our gas range came with a propane conversion kit. And then, you know, I've got a propane generator and a propane heater and stuff that I can run off of it. So, yeah, in case, you know, the stuff hits the fan, you know, we'll have a nice big store of energy there.
That I've got a 400-gallon propane tank in the backyard, and I run the house, the heat, the range, all of it's on propane.
Got that? Got a 1,000-gallon propane tank and it's buried. You know, when we built here, we didn't have gas, so anyway, we piped the house and did everything for natural gas because we knew it would come. So we eventually switched over. Well, I still got the tank out there, and it's still got a lot of propane in it. And the line actually comes up and goes in right there where the generator's at. And I was wondering, you were talking about switching over. How difficult is that to set that up where it could be switched over?
Well, it's just that you'll have either a different, you'll have a different regulator for sure, and something about the orifice in the carburetor has got to be changed. If you're going from natural gas to propane, you want less to go in, so it's got to be set up to administer less fuel, but the conversion kits are usually pretty easy. I don't know if anything is set up for, like, just an easy switchover. Usually it's a swap out of a part, but it's not hard to do.
I was wondering, because now our regulator is still there. It's on the wall. We left it there. And the generator, you just turn a dial to go from propane to natural gas. They showed me that. They said if you ever went propane, you just turn this, and then you're on propane. But the two lines got to somehow be in there hooked up together but still separated somehow, don't they?
Two different inputs. If it's really set up for just, you know, you flip this knob to turn to propane, there should be a separate input for the propane that runs off that other regulator.
That would be simple. Because my line's right there. It's not 4 feet from the generator. It could be, if there's a separate, I'll have to ask them about that.
Set up pretty easy.
I mess with everything, but I won't mess with the gas because I don't have a sniffer or any way to know if it was leaking or not, other than smelling it. But yeah, I'd like to see about that, just because I've got the tank out there and I think it's got like 600 gallons in it or 550, something like that. It's over half. I know that because when we disconnected, it was a lot. I didn't know what I was going to do with it. I just left it there. It's still buried out there.
Left, you know, hook it up to the generator, you know, throw a gas grill on there, you know. You might as well use it if you got it.
Patrick one time about, because he said something about filling up bottles. You know, we've got a little gas grill and these little bottles you swap out, you know, at the convenience store. And I wondered about filling those up with it.
Compressor to do that, and that's not something for the faint of heart. It's a lot of equipment that can get kind of expensive.
That idea then.
So I was talking about the 1 pound grill bottles.
That idea then. In 4AZE.
To work. So I'm gonna say 7-3. Everybody have a safe day, and I'll catch you guys in the morning. KN4 TFW.
Ken, have a great day. KO4HK.
Have a good day, Ken. 73. Be safe. W2JKT.
4AZE.
Take in KQ4ZL. Be safe.
And KO4NXY.
And I never thought about that. There might be a separate input on that.
And they may be able to hook it up for cheap, you know. I mean, if it's just a matter of plumbing that line over and hooking it up to a second regulator.
Regulator's there. It's all ready to go. Everything's ready. Because they asked me if I wanted to do gas or the propane. I said, well, what do y'all think? They said, well, they'd go with gas. And I said, well, let's just do that then. So we left the propane alone. And that propane tank dug up. And then I got to thinking about the hole that it's going to leave. I had to fill that in.
Not anything to leave it there.
I'm in the same deal. I'm pulling into work. See how this hospital and this crazy ER is going to be today. I hope everybody else has a good and a safe day. Everybody have a good one. KQ4ZLE. I'll be clear.
Have a great day and be careful out there. KO4HKX.
Have a great day and be safe. This is W2JKT.
See you later, Anthony. N4AZE.
Talk about I'm riding my horse today from Driver's Rest down to Bria.
I saw a Matco truck down off of, I think, exit 32 on Monday on my way home. Is that you, or would that have been somebody else?
Somebody else. That was probably Scott down that way.
Yeah, truck stop at exit 32 about to get back on. I was driving by and I saw it up there. I'm like, Patrick's truck sounds bigger than that one, but, you know, because that one didn't look like it was a really big one, but I was curious.
Well, it could have been Scott or Colin, depending on which. If it was a Freightliner box truck or one of the little panel trucks. Colin.
You remain with your contract on Matco?
No, I won't get into that on the air right now, dude.
Quite a while, where you been? He's out of there.
Another cup of coffee.
You still there?
Tennessee. Go eat breakfast here.
Be here fast. I'm down here in the 30s, so I'm going to say 73, and hope you guys have a great day. Maybe we'll catch you. I'm working at home the rest of this week, so I'll probably catch you guys next week sometime, or Patrick, maybe this afternoon on the way home. Have a great day, gentlemen. W2JKT.
Hey, good morning, Fred. KO4HKicks.
All right, see you, Eric, and have fun with the cars and the camper and all, cleaning it all up. And good morning, Fred, N4A's Eddie.
You. Good to hear you this early morning. I'm going to go eat breakfast here and see if my son gets up eventually. W4FCM.
W4H6. Dude, I'm all clear out of here now. I'm arrived at my first stop, so I'll be out for now. KO4H6.
Right quick. Catch you guys maybe later today. Enjoyed it this morning. N4AZ.
Later, Patrick, dude. Y'all have a good morning. Be hanging around a little while. Gonna sit here and watch the news. KF4NXY.